Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
The Center for Digital Equality criticizing Meta's decision to roll back protection against misinformation on its platforms, and all of this ahead of more key elections globally. They've called the whole issue a reckless gamble with free speech that effectively gives misinformation what is termed a free pass. I want to explore this in a little more detail. It will affect each and every one of us. Kavisha Pillay is Executive Director of the Campaign on Digital Ethics. Kavisha, welcome to you. So maybe the starting point for this conversation, very briefly, what specific changes is Meta making to its policies and why are you so concerned about it?
So Meta is rolling out a range of new policies which will kick off in the US and then be implemented globally. The first major change that is happening is they're going to be doing away with their third-party fact-checking system, where previously, if there was content that was flagged to be false, fact-checkers would come in and provide expert opinion on whatever content was being posted. Now they're replacing it with what is called community notes. It's a similar type of system that's being used on X. And community notes invites users to provide contextual analysis to content. So this is not necessarily based on facts or what's true. Essentially, people will provide more information and then it gets voted. And the most popular voted context gets added then to the content which has been flagged as potentially false. So this is quite dangerous because it's basically going to potentially be a popularity contest in terms of which type of posts and community notes seems to align with the majority view, as opposed to this is based on factual truth and information that experts have provided insight to. So that's the first change. The second change that they're implementing is that they're doing away with their content moderation policies on issues that would be quite uncomfortable and where vulnerable groups would be targeted. So these are, sort of conversations relating to gender, immigration, sexual identity, and so on. And we know that in these online spaces, there's quite a high proliferation of hate and violence against certain groups. So they're saying that they're doing away with moderating those specific areas in the name of freedom of speech and expression. Why my organization thinks that this is particularly dangerous is because whilst the content moderation system that they had wasn't necessarily the best, and yet it has already led to some real-world harms, doing away with it in its entirety is not the solution, and replacing it with a community note system, where countless studies have already proven that it's not, it should never replace safety and trust mechanisms. It instead should be used to complement them. I think is going to then lead to further false information spreading on these platforms.
Kavisha, as far as the rollout is concerned, and correct me if I'm wrong, initially in the United States, there are no plans, for instance, to introduce this into South Africa just yet, but the sense one gets is that it is inevitable.
It definitely is inevitable, and it would, what you're seeing in the United States is likely then to be rolled out in South Africa, because we don't have domestic legislation that would then make Meta comply with our local laws and regulations. So, for example, in the European Union and in the United Kingdom, they have legislation like the Digital Services Act or the Online Safety Act, which means that Meta would be unlikely to potentially remove its third-party fact-checking systems from those regions because it has to comply with their domestic laws. Whereas in South Africa, because we have no domestic legislation that guides social media companies on how they should be operating in our country, it's very likely that this would be removed from our context too. And in a context like South Africa, which is unique, where we speak different languages, our political environment is quite diverse and so on, to implement a community note system, I think, would be quite dangerous and would fuel conspiracy theories and would fuel the polarization that we're currently seeing. So having the fact checkers and having that type of service, I think, is essential especially in the current context that we're operating in, where we're seeing more distrust in governments, in the media, and so on.
Kavisha, as you've rightly said, Meta has framed the move as a commitment to free speech. Is there a better way then of balancing free speech with the need to curb misinformation?
Definitely. I mean, in South Africa, free speech and freedom of expression is a constitutional right which is valued and should be protected. But there's also limitations to that, and we've seen that with legislation that we've introduced around curbing hate speech and so on. I think that you can promote free speech and freedom of expression, but you should never allow dangerous disinformation to thrive in places. So if you have accounts that are posting content that is going to cause significant public harm or threats to public safety, should be controlled, and social media companies should be responsible for making sure that their platforms are safe and that they are not further aiding and abetting the spread of disinformation, which again does have real world harms. So we saw how social media companies are being abused in order to influence elections. That was in the United States, in Brazil, and India, how it fuels violence and hatred. So what we saw in Myanmar and in other countries playing out, and the role that it played spreading dangerous disinformation during the pandemic. So social media companies can't just take a neutral position to say, well, whatever our users decide to post, that's on them. If they're hosting these platforms and if they're profiting from the algorithms who prioritize sensational content, even if they're false, they then also have to take some accountability in terms of ensuring that those platforms are safe.
So let me just ask you a final question then. In the short term, how can users themselves be more discerning about the content they engage with and share on these platforms? In other words, what do people need to start doing immediately?
I think that we need to see a massive rollout of digital literacy campaigns, not just for school-going children, but anybody who has a device and who is engaging in these apps need to know how to use these apps responsibly. But more than that, I think we have to learn how to critically engage with information. So even somebody like myself who deals with these issues on a day-to-day basis, it's so easy to get caught into an echo chamber because I've read something that ticks all of my biases. So being able to have those skills to critically engage with the information that you're seeing, not sharing content without verifying if it's coming from a verified or credible source, and making sure that you're being responsible online, I think is one of the first steps that we can take as ordinary users to ensure that we're improving our own experience of social media. But it is a process that's going to require us as the users to be more discerning, to know how to protect our privacy online and our data. It's going to require our governments to really think about how to create progressive legislation that would help us as users and ensure accountability on behalf of the platforms. But also, I think the platforms need to come to the party because they have significant sway on what we believe and don't believe in, who we vote for and who we don't vote for, and they sort of help to shape our social narratives. So they need to be at the table trying to think about what are the best ways to ensure that the information that exists on their platform is not going to cause harm.
Kavisha Pillay, thank you very much indeed. Executive Director, Campaign on Digital Ethics. I do appreciate your time.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.